launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We launch right into your phone calls and start with Paul, listening to KGEZ in Kalispell. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, back to the voter issue you had here about a half hour ago.
Yes, sir.
On the whole Republican-Democrat portion of it, honestly, I'd like to think that the one little old person does have, you know, a say as far as a vote one way or the other. But one thing I'd like to see on a ballot is an option, you know, you have Party A, Party B, but what I'd love to see is an option C for neither of the above.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Huh?
Well, I said that would be awesome.
And then if that gets the plurality of the vote, then they have to call a new election within a certain number of weeks.
No, I think they should shut down the state.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But that's not going to happen.
So, caller, what would you prefer?
None of the above.
Well, no, no. Okay, so what happens
if they
vote?
Just to say that my vote counts, I mean, as option C, it's like, hey, I don't want either these two jackasses in there. There's somebody else out of 300 plus million Americans living in this country. Is this the best two people that you can come up with?
I'm for both of those options. Either nobody fills the slot, or you know, that at least we get somebody else to choose from. Because I would choose that over what I've got between McCain and Obama.
Oh yeah, I mean, and seriously, yeah, I'm a huge Ron Paul fan, big time. But
well, think about this though. I mean, the numbers show that 9% of Americans are satisfied with Congress, as far as their job performance and all that. 9%,
and their 9% approval rating right now, lowest ever in American history.
Yeah, the lowest ever. So that's exactly why you'll never see none of the above on the ballot, because they know that none of the above will win probably more often than not, and they don't want that because it would show their system is illegitimate.
And the last two Bush elections they had were the lowest amount of voter counts total in history.
What? Yeah. Is that true?
Oh, no, I thought those were the highest ever because they were sick and tired, or they were scared that the other guy was going to get in. I did not hear that.
I have not heard that either.
Okay, I don't know where I got that from, but
yeah, you know,
anything can be true.
That's
stuck
in my brain somehow.
You know, sometimes we're no authorities either. I mean, I've been paying a little bit of attention, but you know, oftentimes in life we'll hear something from someone and it's delivered in such a fashion that it just sounds true, so you decide to believe it.
Well, let me run an idea by you, Paul. I don't know what elections are like there in Kalispell, but here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, when you're running for a local city council seat, for instance, you're allowed to put a nickname in your name. So if you're known as, you know, Paul Big Boy Johnson, and the Big Boy is the nickname, then you could put that on the ballot. They will write your nickname on the ballot.
I don't know about the name Paul Big Boy Johnson. There's just something that I...
Get your mind out of the gutter. Anyway, so I was thinking about running as a nobody candidate. I was thinking about running as Ian Nobody Bernard. And that way people could actually vote for nobody on the ballot, and I would make it very clear in advance that I had no intention whatsoever of actually, you know, filling the office or doing anything. So that it might be a roundabout way you might want to consider looking into to actually make that happen.
I tried the other guy before I'd ever try nobody.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Dignan is on the line in Arizona on the AMP line. Hello, Dignan.
Hey there.
Hey, you're on the air.
I was calling about the involuntary servitude that we were talking about on Saturday.
Okay. But the national service, as they are calling it, or national slavery, as I prefer it to be called.
Yes. It concerned me that a lot of the people talking for it were saying that all these young people could use this lesson that it would provide, but I find that people, once they're 30 and above, don't really qualify as young people. They tend to have jobs. They tend to have their first home. They usually are starting a family. And we have foreclosures going on left and right in this country. People are cutting back, trying to save money. And once you remove a primary breadwinner from the home for 2 years, I doubt there are very many families in this country that could survive that without losing their home, losing their job.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Not having anything to go back to. I didn't hear anyone bring that point up.
That's the most ill-advised portion of this, and I totally agree with you.
You mean besides the whole enslaving people thing?
No, no. The enslaving people that have families and putting all these houses up for mortgage.
Is somehow that's worse than enslaving anybody else?
Yes.
Slavery, my friend.
It's enslaving all of the American people and destroying the economy is worse than just enslaving all the people. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's going to completely destroy the economy.
Right.
Destroy lives. It's going to destroy from doctors and lawyers all the way down to factory workers. Everyone lives pretty much on the margin.
Yeah, a lot of people can't afford to give up 2 months, let alone 2 years.
Well, that's why what you might see when they go through their little process of determining how to do this, maybe they'll just do weekends or something like that for people that force you into slavery.
Or they just say, okay, we're shrinking the numbers down from 42 to 24. And then it's supposed to look like they've given us something when, in fact, they've grown the government.
Yeah.
So it can, you know, that's another way that, you know, they can make this, sort of look better, look more appetizing to people.
And then instead of losing your home, you'll just lose all your free time with your family. How about that?
You lose all the free time with your family, but I don't see how they can take you on weekends over to Iraq.
Oh, well, that's where they put the 18 to 24-year-olds.
Yeah, they're going to have all kinds of government jobs for you to fill in this national slavery program that they're promoting. Dignan, thanks for the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You know, it seems to me, what I heard complaints on were the young people today. And I really wonder, first off, these guys that called in, many of them were in the military. Did they not realize the military, did they not see a bunch of losers inside the military, when they were there in their times of service, as though somehow the military is supposed to straighten you out?
That's what Puke was telling us yesterday, a former military man who was telling us that he was in the military with people that were supposedly straightened out, and they were just a bunch of shiftless losers. Not all of them, but there was a bunch of those people
there. And I understand what it's like. The one guy was complaining that he manages young people, and the young people stink to manage. Well, what he didn't mention is how long he'd been managing, and I should have asked him this question, because if he's been managing for 10 years, then the young people that he was managing when he started are now 10 years older. Are they still crappy employees?
Yeah, good question.
Because essentially what he's doing now is what he's asking the Army to do or the military to do, which is, be the employment for these people as they grow up, as they hit the real world, as they get out of high school. I mean, if you're the first employer, whether you're the military, McDonald's, or some other employer that takes somebody out of high school, government school, of course you're going to get a loser.
That's what you're dealing with. Let's go to Josh in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh. Josh in Nevada going once.
Yes, yep, I'm here.
Hey, Josh, what's on your mind?
Okay, I want to talk about the voluntary national service.
Okay.
Okay, well, now I have served in the military for 13 years now.
Okay. Were there any losers? Did you serve with any losers that did not apparently get whipped into shape, as our callers over the weekend suggested that the military does to people?
Many.
Okay.
And I will tell you that before they do get out due to things like that, usually they're, kind of humiliated in front of people, trying to whip them up in shape. And usually that has a counterproductive measure.
Right.
And they fall even deeper in their hole.
I don't want to make I don't want to overstate this, but you can't take a stutterer and scream at him in front of his friends and make him stop stuttering. So you can't take somebody who's incapable of, whatever task it is that they're asking them to do, scream at them, belittle them in front of people, and then make them able to do it. And it's dumb to think you can.
Yeah, but sometimes that's the way they think.
Yeah.
But what I did this time was I have, 9.5 years active, and I've recently joined the National Guard in the last 3 years. And so I took it upon myself to talk to around 30 to 40 National Guardsmen from all walks of life and ask them how they felt about this voluntary national service.
Let's find out what they said. We're going to bring you back here in moments. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Your calls as well. Justin, Bill, Ivan, Todd, Lee, all on the line. Ladies, you come first. If you dial in, toll free at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you done your will yet? If you haven't, do your family a favor and go to LegalZoom.com. You, they do all kinds of legal documents there, but your will is so important to have because If not, you're just caught up in probate, and the state decides who gets what money, and I'll bet you most of it goes to the lawyers. Mm. So LegalZoom.com, you can use code FTL to save $10 off your order, and the wills aren't much at all. And, you know, it's fast and easy. I've done it. LegalZoom.com.
We go back to your calls. Josh is still on the line in Nevada, and you were telling us that as a longtime military man, you recently had joined the National Guard as of a few years back, and because of this whole national slavery program the federal government is possibly looking at putting into play here, you decided to ask around some of your coworkers there at the National Guard and get their thoughts on the situation. So do share what happened.
Yeah, well, actually, as I was actually surprised that many of them were actually for it. Many of them brought up the same arguments as some other callers about the, you know, it'll straighten up the young people, or mm-hmm. the young people don't know what they're doing. They're all going crazy. And some people brought up about doing your part for the nation. You have an obligation for it.
Obligation. Oh,
and so then I asked some of them, as if they were the government, and I asked them, so I'm 18, you call me up, and it's my time to serve. And I say, no, I'm not doing it. And I ask them, like you do, Ian, what are you going to do about it? And some of them thought for a while, and some said, well, we'll put a little mark on your record, like as if you were AOL or AWOL, so that way when you try to apply for a job, they will see this mark on your record and not hire you. Another one said, well, we'll give you a fine. And then I asked them, okay, well, I'm not going to pay your fine. Now what? And almost all of them said, well, then we'll throw you in jail.
Yep.
So they were ready to throw people in jail.
Their way or the highway.
That is correct. And, again, some of them said, well, yeah, if you don't want to do it, you can always leave.
Oh, boy.
And there was actually about five or six people that initially thought it was a good idea. Well, and then after I gave them the definition.
Before you go on, my thought on this is, you know, this isn't currently the law of the land, right? And there are many countries where this is the law of the land. So why don't those fascist pigs just leave? If they like the idea of national service so damn much, why in the world would they be saying, why don't you leave?
Well, they've got their vision of society, and they think it's the right one, and they are willing to enforce it upon you at gunpoint. They don't want to go anywhere. You should have to leave. You're the one that wants freedom, and they don't want freedom. They want their version of what they consider freedom, which is the freedom to do to you, apparently, as they please, if you don't follow their rules. Go ahead with your other point, though.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to give them the benefit. Many of them were younger, and that was the crowd I wanted to go toward, because this is going to affect most of them anyway. And even when I was young, I can say I have to be guilty of that. I had a lot of socialist ideals, everybody doing their part.
Sure.
You know, and then when I saw the way that real world works, how there's always going to be someone that's going to be lazy and not do their job, and someone else is going to have to pick it up and do it. And that's usually going to be the higher class people that will either get out of it altogether or know enough people not to have to do it.
That's true. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, big socialist systems, people realize, wow, there's no way to get ahead. So I'm just not going to – the only way I can get ahead is, you know, I can either have leisure or money. And when I can't make money by, you know, working harder, I might as well take my leisure. So they decide, I'm just not going to work that hard. And they learn terrible work habits, and you destroy the productivity of your nation.
Josh, thanks for doing that little survey for us. We appreciate it, and thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. You know, it brings me to a question. We were talking about this idea of this national slavery program where every young person in America from 18 to 42 is forced to work for the government for 2 years of their life. I don't know if you've covered this on Against the Grain yet, Gardner,
but it's
something they're talking about. Time Magazine, Target, Home Depot, some other big companies are getting together on September 11th. 11th for a summit about national service, where they're going to hash this issue out, and they're going to try to get people behind it, and they're going to push for it. And we talked about how even though they say it's voluntary, it's not really voluntary. When they label it voluntary, what they mean is that you'll get to choose which bureaucracy you work for.
Isn't that nice?
Right, that's the voluntary aspect of this. And so we're actually, by the way, Mark, did you get a call back from Target yet today?
Of course not.
No, we're trying to find out to get Target to clarify their position on this, and hopefully get them to withdraw, because we like Target and we don't want to stop stop shopping there,
absolutely.
But we will.
I certainly will.
And so we're cluing our listeners in on this. But I'm wondering, some of our listeners suggested, well, if they were drafted into this national slavery program, that they would just be, you know, lazy bureaucrats and, you know, not really show up to work on time and not really do anything. They would just not do what they were being told to do. But I'm thinking now, I mean, considering the authoritarian way government operates, as draftees, as slaves, they may not have the same level of, moving room. I'm not using the right term. Maneuvering room to where, you know, the average bureaucrat can slack off and, you know, not really do his or her job and still keep their job. But if you are drafted, then they may have a slightly higher expectation, you know, that you show up. I mean, for instance, when you were in government high school, if you went to government high school, you remember they took attendance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if you weren't there, then there was some sort of punishment for that. So they're not going to fire you from the National Service Program. Even if they're paying you a stipend, they're not going to fire you from it. They're going to do something worse.
Yes,
something worse is going to happen to you if you don't show up on time and all that. I just wonder what it'll be.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right that once they institute something very authoritarian like a national service program or a draft, they know that they're going to need systems for enforcement on, you know, people that, because that's probably what's going to happen, is you're going to have a lot of people sort of underworking, not showing up,
slough off.
Well, you know, maybe if they had a bureaucracy towards anarchy, well, that wouldn't work well, would it? No, absolutely. You know, what really gets me is, are they going to be issuing brown shirts for this? Are they going to be, are we all going to have
maybe
to
they'll be red, white, and blue, Gardner.
It's amazing
they
couch this stuff in patriotism and nationalism and all these types of things. And what it comes down to, it's the same thing here as it would be in another country, as in any other country. It's fascism. It is control over individual freedom and individual liberty.
But the funny thing is, that is their excuse, is that, well, they do this in Europe, or they do this in, you know, wherever, some of the other countries that do this.
Require national service.
Well, this happens in other countries, so we should do it here, too. No! We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be free.
How do they square that? Well, how do they square that with the idea that this is supposedly the land of the free? Supposedly.
Good luck getting them to answer that question, right? Normally, I think that if they had to, they would say, well, this is the price you have to pay for your freedom.
This is the kind of thing that makes me get so angry that I almost want to get violent. Like, go to that summit meeting and do things that would screw it up. But, you know, I'm a nonviolent guy. But that's the level of hatred and anger that I feel towards this idiocy. It's an affront to the natural position of man being an individual and free. These people are evil.
This is about what's best for the collective, Gardner. This is what's best for the state. The state is all, and the state, your possessions are only yours as the state does not need them.
I'm getting really angry.
800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in a bit of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect to Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect to cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, including archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are totally free on the front page of the site. Free for you at freetalklive.com. In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com and read it for yourself. That's freedom-engineering.com. As we continue with your calls about what you want, it's Johnson in California. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, can you hear me now? Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay, so, you know, first of all, California, it's very interesting to be calling you where when it's still sunny out. It's different for me. I wanted to talk to you actually about something Mark brought up about writing in Ron Paul.
Okay.
And I'm finding it interesting because I find myself also in write-in land, which makes it sort of an interesting, I guess, conundrum, because at that point you can write in anybody you want.
Yeah, you can write in Harry Brown if you wanted to.
I could, you know, and even though he's not alive to actually be in the office, which would be interesting. But actually, I'm planning on writing in Mary Ruart because she was going to make the run.
All right.
And, you know, she did put herself up for it. And, you know, I feel like something weird happened to have Bob Barr get the nomination.
Yeah, it's called infiltration over several years. That's what happened.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that that's pretty awful. But then the other thing that I actually had two subtle little other things that I wanted to talk about. One was a possible promotional opportunity you guys could have said, and I don't know if this is still a sponsor, but you were talking earlier about that guy who was bedridden, or, you know, he couldn't get out of his house, get to his mailbox, the crippled, heavyset gentleman. You know, it sounds like somebody who could have benefited from Keep Your Assets. You know, I know, Ian, you've talked to me a little bit about keepyourassets.net.
Yes, former sponsor of the program, yes.
Yeah,
okay, that's, I wasn't sure, but, you know, hey, they were probably good to us, so
it
feels good to mention. It's their product. I mean, you know, that's exactly the type of thing that I think that he could have benefited from. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, like put the house in the name of a corporation or something like that to therefore protect it from being seized. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, because then the state couldn't have put a lien on his property. He would have been good to go. But the other thing that I wanted to bring up is sort of a challenge, and I don't know whether or not this would be something that would be too difficult, but I think it would be sort of an interesting linguistical experiment if Free Talk Live discontinued use of the word we on the show entirely.
Well, now, I mean, you mean in the terminology that people use it as in we the nation, we the country,
I mean,
we the government?
No. I mean entirely. I mean, use proper pronouns. For example, instead of saying we, when you're referring to Free Talk Live, say Free Talk Live. Or when you say, instead of saying we, say myself and Mark and Gardner.
Yeah,
or,
that's an interesting point.
You know, just stop using the word altogether and then question it whenever anyone does.
The only thing is I know exactly what you're saying. You could say you and Ian and I are talking about this and so on and so forth. But in that case, we is appropriate. It's a useful pronoun when it's used properly.
Right, it simplifies the sentence.
I think what Johnson's saying, he's not saying that it's not a useful pronoun. He's saying that it does, in fact, its usefulness, does its danger that people can, you know, the overuse, the way people use we in normal nomenclature to try to, you know, get people, you know, involved that are not involved. They say, well, we elected this president. Like, hell, we did.
The
vast majority of people didn't vote.
I think it would be an excellent experiment because it would make you very hypersensitive to the use of the word we, and it might bring the listeners in on being very hypersensitive to the use of the word we, and you know, get people really focusing on that.
I'm pretty good at it, though,
and then people who believe like us could be just that much weirder than the rest of the people. We can have our own little language.
No, I think the two very simple concepts of being a freedom-oriented person are to be aware of force and aware of the collective.
Collectivism, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm in 100% agreement with you. I mean, I think I'm pretty good at catching myself and catching others saying we in an inappropriate context. But I do like your suggestion, and maybe it'd be a good reason to bring back the buzzer. We used to do the like buzzer where people would say like in the inappropriate way, so we could just hit the buzzer whenever someone inappropriately uses we. I don't know if I want to take it all the way because it would just be kind of cumbersome to have to say other names, but I do get your point, and I'll consider it. Johnson, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. As Gardner, Mark, and myself continue on with the program.
Yes.
See, it would be some work.
It's three of us.
I'm not saying I'm against it. I really would go either way on this one. I think that it's interesting.
We continue, though, with your... it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Let's talk to...
We, what about all of us, the people listening and the people that are doing the show, going on.
Short for let us?
Yeah, let us.
Oh, is that bad?
Us is just is we and like a different tense or something.
I don't know. I think I'll have to work too hard. I don't like to work. That's why I'm a radio guy. Let's talk to Lee in KGEZ land, Montana. Hello, Lee.
Good day.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just thought I'd give you a little background on the reason there was a vote.
You're talking about, for our listeners just tuning in, there in KGEZ land, the anti-Free Talk Live forces have been mounting against us and attempting to get us knocked off the air.
You pissed off the wrong guy that one night. I don't know who he is, but when he went off on Bohemian Grove and then chemtrails and stuff, you got him all wound up.
Yeah.
Well
we're
going to
piss some people off,
first
man.
Thing in the morning when the... You know, 10 minutes after the show started.
So it was him. He started it? That guy?
You picked on the wrong guy.
Well, I think that we make a stance on this show, and our stance is that, maybe...
Well, let me just finish my...
Go ahead.
...my thought here. This is helpful criticism for you guys, and then you can comment all you want.
All right.
You know, you had one vote out of at least 60 people. This went on for 2.5 hours, no commercials, no national news, lauded everything out, and then it went into the free trade thing where they have a thing where you can advertise your junk car for sale or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It went halfway through that. He had you couldn't get through. Now, interestingly enough, as many times as you diss me and Fred voted for you. I didn't have to because all these people that were calling in were doing the job for me. But what it boiled down to was, time and again, 6 o'clock I change the channel, 6 o'clock I tune out. When my employees are working late, 6 o'clock they're not listening. They go home, 6 o'clock they're not listening because you guys are uncoachable on this stuff.
Well, so you're when you say uncoachable, you mean we should just
bow down?
You don't want
to know. You don't want to look into it. You don't want to know anything about anything other than your weird little happy land of Hampshireville.
Listen, Lee, I'm reading right now. I'm reading a book called Them, and it's Conversations with Extremists, and it's it's all about people that believe that there's this new world order out there, and I'm trying to compare what I believe versus somebody who believes that there's a new world order, and so.
But it's also about the chemtrails and all
right,
that other
right. Well, but that's all sort of a phenomenon of this new world order, right? So I believe that, in fact, there's a conspiracy of bankers worldwide that want to control, the governments and the economies of nations. Now, I don't propose to know what race these bankers are. As a matter of fact, I know that these bankers come from all different races, and I would suspect that they sort of compete with each other as to see who can control which areas and that kind of thing. So I don't believe in one new world order. I believe there's many people, many conspiracies. Do you see how close my belief process is to somebody who wants to use the terminology new world order?
Not close
which
enough,
shows up
buddy.
To most people as those darn Jews.
Hey, Lee, hang on. We'll let you answer that question in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the number for you to take control here, even in these remaining moments. Not too many chances to get on here left this hour. Actually, this show. 1-800-259-9231. We will continue the controversy erupting over Free Talk Live in Montana. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. We also ask you become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. When you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So if you like that idea, you like Free Talk Live, then amp up. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like the toll-free lines that only amplifiers have access to. You'll also get the amp-only chat room forum and more. Amp.freetalklive.com. Lee is back listening on KGEZ, and he's telling us about some of the, I guess, the inside scoop on this anti-Free Talk Live alliance that has apparently sprung up there in KGEZ land, because apparently we just aren't nice enough to the conspiracy callers when they call the show. When they demand that we do all kinds of research on their crackpot ideas, they get very upset when I say I don't care.
Well, you know, Ian, I think the ideas are really interesting, you know, and I we all here at a certain level think that they engage our interest to different degrees. You know, I've watched a lot of videos on these things, and when I do my program,
so I
just like to devote my time. Yeah, you know,
I've watched every Alex Jones video that he's ever come out with.
Yeah.
And I've done some level of looking into these ideas the first time I heard about them. But that was enough. But when these people call in and they want us to do more and more and more research because, well, they're convinced that all these stories are true, and for some reason it matters to them that we agree with them 100%, well, then no, I'm not going to do all that. I've already made up my mind, and it doesn't matter to me. If it had mattered to me 5 years ago, I was a different person then.
Yeah.
Today
it doesn't
matter.
Some of them feel that way. Some of them don't.
And I explain myself as to why it doesn't matter, because it's irrelevant to what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to talk about liberty and freedom and how we can achieve that in our lifetimes. I'm not trying to focus on all the evil conspiratorial things that government might be doing. I've got enough evil real-life things that I can point to, like national slavery.
Yeah.
I can point to real-life governmental things like police abuse, things that are really happening that are 100% verifiable, and you know, you don't have to go digging around to figure it out. But apparently that offends some people, and Lee, you're saying that I should just go ahead and, you know, break down and do what these people want, huh?
No, I'm not saying anything. It's your it's your program.
That's right.
I'm giving you background, as I said, helpful criticism, which puts, by the way, you're way up on me. I haven't even seen all of Alex Jones's videos. He is a prolific video guy.
Well, you know, what do you think is the more constructive alternative? If you're going to be devoting time to try to educate people about freedom and about the dangers of government, to get into things that the information is debatable or sketchy at best, or to get into, as Ian said, you know, concrete, verifiable things that are happening now and are scheduled to happen in the future for attenuations of our liberty. I think Ian makes a really good case to continue fighting his fight.
I think it was... I don't know. I know it wasn't Squeakbox Toby, but it sits there and cackles half the time. But he, whoever commented was, and it might have been Ian, but this guy was, I don't know and I don't care.
That's like something I would say.
Reminded me of a story I heard a long time ago when this little kid comes up to his dad and says, Dad, what's the difference between apathy and ignorance? Excuse me, got it backwards. What's the difference between ignorance and apathy? His dad says, I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
And, you know, just while you're here, I'd like to mention something. If you Google my name, Gardner Goldsmith, right, you'll see some guy who posted something when Julia and I were filling in for Ian and Mark a number of months ago. And we got a call from a guy who's a conspiracy guy. Yeah. And the guy's coming up with all this ad hominem stuff and saying that I operated completely differently than Ian and Mark would have when a conspiracy caller guy called in. And I said, well, you know what? I appreciate it. But really, we're sort of steering it in a different direction, trying to devote our time to some of these other issues.
Well, that's maybe why I still periodically listen. But the main thing that you need to remember is, when you got people saying, I change a channel, I change a channel, I change a channel, and they called you everything but nice guys.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
And barely repeatable.
Well,
and I said, God, I don't even hate them that bad.
You know, I'm wondering, though, if, you know, maybe they just don't want to hear something besides what they believe.
They want a choir show. They want to, you know, rah-rah conspiracy
theories. Well, they're learning stuff from these other guys.
And they don't
want
to learn anything
times.
From us. Apparently, they have nothing to learn from us. And I don't know if I even believe them when they say
they turn
it off.
There's a lot of truth to that. We started a little group called the Flathead Action Team to handle specific local issues, such as our city airport expansion that's more illegal than illegal can get. I mean, everything from blocking off the forest to chemtrails. People bring up these things. Everybody picks a topic, and they keep working on it. So we're actually doing something.
Well, that's good.
That's a good thing.
Everybody has their little thing. Everybody says, okay, I did this. Well,
Lee, we're short on time, my friend. I do have to let you know tonight.
On the stuff,
I thank you for the call, Lee. We are short on time. We do have to get to some of these other callers. But, you know, I'm still going to leave it out there where I've always left it, and that is that, you know, I don't care about these conspiracy chemtrail stuff. It doesn't make one difference in my life, and I am going to continue fighting for
liberty. I don't think
you
can prove it. I think that the reason that you don't care about it is it's difficult to prove. There'd be no conclusive proof on this, whereas, you know, maybe they're spreading stuff in the sky to control the weather. It doesn't seem like
there's
they'd want to poison
us. There's a police state. That I know. There's a police
state
in this country.
Like, I can show you all kinds of evidence for that.
So we focus on reality and what's concrete and what we can prove. Those other shows want to go off into la-la land. That's their business. And if you don't want to listen, that's your business, too. 800-259-9231. We continue here. You can bring up what you want. Bill in Nevada, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of respond to the gentleman that just called and also that guy that is supposedly you pissed off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a member of the so-called truth movement and patriot movement, whatever you want to call it. Excuse me. And that guy should be ashamed of himself if he is indeed a part of that movement.
Well, Mark had a suggestion during the break. Mark had a suggestion during the break that this might actually be a New World Order plot to get Free Talk Live off the air.
That's the way to promote it.
You guys bring up great points, and I love listening to your show, although I do disagree with some of the things you say. And you know, your cavalier disregard for his subject matter did kind of tweak me off a little bit. But, you know, I love your show because I learn different things from a different perspective. I listen to Alex Jones every day just about, and I love listening to that because I learn other things as well.
You know, and it seems foolish. If you agree with someone on, 90-95% of an issue, to go kick them in the chin when they disagree with you on something.
Absolutely.
You know, So,
but these are true believers, Mark. I mean, these truthers, I mean, maybe not you, man, but the people we're talking about, the ones that are out there trashing on Free Talk Live, they are like the evangelicals of the conspiracy movement. I mean, they're the most extreme.
I agree. Hey, I have another quick question, because I know we're running short on time.
Yes, sir.
And I've only been listening to you guys for a couple of months or so, so I'm kind of new. What is the difference between, I don't know how what your regards are for, like, Ayn Rand and that movement. I know there's a big rift between so-called libertarians and the Ayn Rand objectivists. So where do you guys fall into that?
Well, I don't know much about objectivism. Gardner might be able to comment better on this, but from what I understand, Ayn Rand did not like libertarians and objectivism.
Right. She felt like they ripped off her ideas.
Objectivism isn't libertarian. It has some similar themes, but it's not really libertarian. In fact, we had Terry Goodkind on the air with us, a famous author, and he claimed to be an objectivist and went on to support the Iraq War in the same conversation.
Most objectivists do, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's fascinating because objectivism holds from the identity principle and mathematics of A being A and the idea that there is an objective reality and it plays on your senses, as opposed to Immanuel Kant's idea that everything was subjective in his philosophy and Kantism. But the thing where it seems to be inconsistent to me, and I don't want objectivists to object, there's an inconsistency there, because when they derive their principles that you are the only owner of your body, you are the one who animates your body, therefore, just logically, no one should be able to move you. You are your prime mover, as Aristotle might have said. They then get into the idea of, you own your body, you control it, you have a property in yourself. But then they don't go so far as to say, well, therefore it's immoral for government to take a portion of your property to create the police force to protect your property. They fall into the same trap as John Locke in that case. And to me, the anarchist slash, in many cases, libertarian free market approach is that everything should be voluntary. Any initiation of force by anybody is unethical.
We are out of time for tonight. Thank you for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. And everybody who is on hold, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call. Please, we had a whole bunch of calls on hold. Please call tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.